from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, poetry and reflections on violence among youth. But first, students from Pittsburgh Obama talk about voter representation. Their conversation is from a Youth Express live broadcast that aired on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
My name is Sam Bisnow. I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Isaac Dangholz.
Hi, I'm Amanda Jones.
So we're going to continue this conversation that we've been having about voting as a means to impact the representation that we see as students and as young people and just as citizens in general, in terms of making sure that African Americans are being given elected positions and are our teachers and any sort of role that we as students look up to, that we get an equal representation, a fair representation. And speaking of representation, a lot of times, you know, when we talk about reasons that people don't go out to vote, that is one of them. If none of the candidates that you see share your values, or frankly, if they don't look like you, it can be hard to motivate yourself to go out and participate in the democratic process. So I'll just open it up to talk about that.
I had mentioned before, again, I work with the ninth grade civics classes in my school. And when we were talking about voter education and representation, one of the girls pointed out in the ninth grade civics room, they have all the presidents on the wall. And she was like, I see no women. And there's only been one black president. And she asked me, she was like, well, why is that? And, you know, I didn't really know like how to answer it. And then we had like a really good conversation. Like we spoke to like racism and sexism, like how it's like ingrained in our culture. And again, she was like, well, why should I vote when I don't see people who look like my friends and I don't see people who look like me? And again, sometimes you don't even know what to say to these kids. It's important, but you know, they recognize the environment that they're in and how people treat like black votes and sometimes women's votes and people of color, their votes is disposable and they use it for their gain. And then afterwards, they never speak to them on their issues and the problems that they face.
And so sort of on that topic, you know, in 2008 and then in 2012 in particular, black voter turnout was at an all-time high. It peaked over 65% in 2012. And then it fell for the first time in 20 years in 2016 when there was no black candidate, back down to 59.6%. That's a 7-point decrease. And it's the largest in history for African Americans and one of the largest in history for any racial or ethnic group. And as we're coming up on the 2020 election, we see again that there are no remaining African American candidates. And I think that that poses a real problem. Like we were talking about, if we still have a slew of candidates remaining in the primary and yet not one of them is African American, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a decrease in black turnout again in the 2020 election. And it's honestly, it's kind of just shameful that we can go from having the first black president in history for 8 years and then immediately go back to having absolutely no representation whatsoever.
Yeah, and I think like a big part of that issue is money. And it's especially clear in this election when we have billionaires who've entered the election and have just skewed it so it's now so expensive to buy campaign ads and to run a campaign because the economy has just been inflated. So I think that like going forward, we have to recognize that elections have to be more fair monetarily, where we can't allow billionaires to enter the election and basically rule the advertisement game across the states and push out smaller campaigns and campaigns that like Obama had. If Obama had run in this election, he would have been pushed out at this point by big money donors like Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer.
I think Isaac taps into a really interesting point there with just sort of the institutional disadvantage that African-American candidates for any election are at. We know, of course, that there exists a massive racial wealth gap in the United States and that little has been done to solve that in the past countless number of years, really. And I think that it's interesting to me as sort of an observer of the election that Joe Biden, who has been criticized for taking big donations, you know, one of the main sort of talking points of this campaign cycle has been, well, you know, I'm not taking any donations or I'm only taking, you know, small donor donations versus, well, I need the big donations to fund my campaign. I'm hosting these typical campaign events where we get big donors in. And Joe Biden has been one of the people, along with Pete Buttigieg, who have taken big donations, and yet he continues to be a very popular among the African-American community. So that's just sort of interesting to me as an observer.
I think it speaks to this like moral conversation of should we be taking money from super PACs or should we not? And I feel for some of the Black people who were running, like their fan base, don't take the money. You know, it's not what you want to do. It's going to taint this idea of like tainting your campaign with like dirty money. And then when you look at the reasons why Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, like two of the Black people who were running for the Democratic race dropped out, it was because of money. I mean, they had the support. They were qualifying for all the debates, but they didn't have the financials to continue running, to continue with the advertisements and the TV ads to pay and, you know, keep up with the billionaires who are running. Speaking with like to these grassroots campaigns, like everyone is trying to get back to this, you know, like everyone in the community, everybody counts, but you get to this point where you do need money to fund certain campaigns, and when it runs out, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, and I think Sam also tapped into a good point with this. Like, because there's a wealth gap, candidates who represent a certain group don't get the same amount of money because that group has just been systematically pushed down and can't give that money. And the way to fix that, of course, is by electing people who can make changes. And we can't elect those people because we don't have the money to do that anymore. So I think, like, some people have to step up and say, look, maybe I do want to be president, but there's a greater cause today than being president. And I'm going to support people who actually make real change for the Americans who have been pushed down.
I think that's a great point, and it just sort of illustrates how this cycle perpetuates itself.
Now, Wendy Moore, a sophomore at Westinghouse Arts Academy, with a poem entitled Trees.
This piece is called Trees. I think the prompt was just right about nature or something like that. And this is just about looking at trees. It's really not that deep. I stare up at the world around me. Miles into a million skies, I see the sun I'll never reach. Even though I realize it's so far, I'll never stop reaching for it. Because it took a long time to get here. I fell a lot. What's the point of going back now? The rocks that serve as stepping stones. The shaky bridge that took me over the creek. And the freshly paved cement in the parking lot. They're different in many ways, but have two minuscule things in common. They're all damp from the autumn rain, and they all cause me to fall down. I can barely walk on my own, but look at me. Look at me, who made it 10 steps up a hill. Aren't you proud? You should be. I hear ruffles in the leaves. It could be the wind, or a raccoon, or a stalker, but it wouldn't even matter. Even if it was Satan's breath forcing me down to hell, it would not matter. So I don't bother to look as my rubber boots hit the last stepping stone, and with a squish I slide onto the grass in front of me, slipping onto my knees, as if a higher power pushed me down, if there was such a thing, as if I were somewhere other than my own personal hell. I know the mud will stain my jeans. Still, it doesn't matter. The trees surround me, engulfing me, and it's not as majestic as it should be. Just a lot of brown, a lot of fog, and a lot of soggy, dead grass. A reddish leaf hits me in the eye, and I tense up, falling onto my back. Not a painful fall. It's more like that imaginary higher power is laying me against the grass with care. I know the dirt will clump up in my hair later. I know I'll encounter a spider or two on my arm, and I know this isn't the most beautiful place. But it doesn't matter because it's humbling, because the rocks that serve as stepping stones, the shaky bridge that took me over the creek, and the freshly paved cement in the parking lot, they have a third thing in common. They're all much more beautiful than I am. But it doesn't matter.
On our last segment, Alyssa, a seventh grader at Woodland Hills Middle School, with an essay on teen violence.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I am 12 years old, and this is called Do the Right Thing. Violence is a problem in today's society. There are several questions that are about youth violence, such as, what are the causes of youth violence? How has violence affected my life? And what can I do about youth violence? Most people say that violent video games, television, and music and movies causes youth violence. Others say it is because they choose to do violent things. I can believe that it can be both. Youth are sometimes easily influenced, and some do not have strong adults who care enough about them to teach them right from wrong. Poverty is also a reason for youth violence. When there is not enough food in the house, stealing to feed and provide for their family often results in violence. When I think about it and realize how violence has affected my life directly but indirectly, I look at the news wondering when it's ever going to stop. Every time I watch the news, I always have the urge to pray. There are several things I would like to do in order to stop youth violence. One way is by showing people that you should talk out your differences instead of fighting. Another way is to offer them alternatives like playing sports, painting, and other activities that will keep their mind off violent things. Violence by youth can ruin the lives of everyone. Do you try and ask why and try to help them turn their lives around, or do you not care and turn your back and frown? Youth can't do this on our own. We need help from our friends and family who can lead us the right way and encourage us to do the right thing so that we don't have the feeling to cause violence. The day violence comes to an end will be the greatest thing. It will be great for everyone, especially the ones that deal with violence. Those that aren't born yet will come into the world without wanting to stop violence. There will be no more bullying situations, no more young people trying and committing suicide. The day that this actually happens, I will probably be dead by then. I believe the human race is smart enough to accomplish this. I believe they can.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.